Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving. It's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're here from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to The Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
So what is in store for Alec Murdaugh now that the circus is over? Is there going to be more trials involving Alec Murdaugh? And if you're wondering the answer to that, it's a probably, yeah. Hard to know for sure, but when a man lies and lies and lies and lies, they tend to not want to admit those lies or cover them up. I mean, he's even admitted to lying about some of these other things, but my guess would be that, you know, if he can get away with things a little bit longer, he will. Not that he's really getting away with anything. It's just, you did this. I did not do that. Yes, you did. You did. Okay. You lie. I do lie. Yep. He was, of course, sentenced to life in prison after being convicted on the four counts of the double murder of his wife and son. But here's what else is on the docket for Alec Murdaugh. He's been indicted on 99 other charges in six different counties for allegedly defrauding victims of $8.8 million in the state of about $490,000. Charges include 32 counts of embezzlement, 21 counts of computer crime, 14 counts of money laundering, 11 counts of obtaining signature or property by false pretenses, 9 counts of tax evasion, 7 counts of conspiracy, 3 counts of false statement or misrepresentation, and 2 counts of forgery. At what point do we just say, okay, you did all this, you've pretty much admitted to it in court, you obviously don't have the means to pay any of it back, so we've seized everything that you have. Do they actually do a trial for these things now? We know that he did it. It's a matter of, do we want to now spend more time? So on the books and on paper, it says, yes, you did this. Is that worth it? I don't know that it truly is, unless we just want to waste a lot of money. But I don't know. It, at this point, it's poking the rabid, lying monkey with a stick is really what it's is going to come down to. Of course, he's admitted to stealing from clients and his firm during his testimony in his murder trial. So that doesn't really work very well for any sort of defense of these charges if he is to plead not guilty, which he's not pled yet. So, you know, he is a bit of a narcissist, and narcissists like attention. If it means he gets to go back on the stand for something or gets to go back into court or whatever, you know, he already thought that he was going to beat these charges by going on the stand and not blowing his nose for 2 hours, just letting the snot drip down his face. And people go, those are tears. No, it's a lot of bad allergy day, really, and not blowing your nose. But who knows? Who knows what exactly his next plans are going to be? He's also charged with conspiracy, false claim for payment, and filing a false police report and an alleged botched suicide plot. So there's charges there for that as well. Prosecution, of course, presented evidence about Murdaugh's extensive financial wrongdoing as the motive. Although you really don't need to present a motive in a trial. You don't. Juries want the motive. It helps make sense of the situation so you can go, yeah, beyond a reasonable doubt, this person did it, and here is why. And whether or not that was exactly why, I don't think any of us will ever really know. But I think it certainly played a part. Judge Clifton Newman, of course, saying at the very end, so intimately connected with the state's theory that proof of it is essential to complete the story. So that's why it was all in court. Of course, defense going to be arguing that with some sort of appeal. They argue that the fraud accusations were not relevant to the killings and were unfair to Murdaugh. Prior to a deliberations, Judge Newman instructed the jury to only consider the evidence of financial crimes as it fit the motive, but not as to how it reflected on Murdaugh. People are people. They got the information. They're going to interpret it however they so choose. And I think it was correct that they put all this out there into the ether. People needed to know this. It's context onto the human being who lies about literally everything. But according to him, not killing his family. That's the one thing he hasn't lied about, but everything else, yeah, doesn't seem to add up. Defense attorneys were skeptical that the jury followed the instruction and believed that the evidence of financial wrongdoing impacted the seriousness of the jury's decision. Prosecutor Creighton Waters is confident that Judge Newman's ruling will be upheld. The attorneys for Murdaugh saying within 10 days here, they're going to be filing for an appeal. We'll see. Crazier things have happened. Of course, there's another murder that needs to be looked at or death that needs to be looked at. But the question on this other one with the Murdaugh family is, was Alec directly connected to it? Or was people that he killed connected to it? I'm talking about Gloria Statterfield, the longtime housekeeper of the Murdaugh family, who died in 2018 in a mysterious trip and fall accident, allegedly falling over the dog, going down the stairs, hitting her head, and succumbing to those injuries. You know who was president of the house when that happened? Maggie and Paul. So what is there? Was this just an accident on a family that already is surrounded by such negative tornadoes of energy? I think about that sometimes. Could all of these things, are all of these things truly connected with some sort of malicious and vicious intent? Was she murdered? Did somebody push her down those stairs? Or is it sometime when you're just in such a horrible negative environment, negative begets negative, and bad things happen, even when you're not sitting there pulling the trigger like Alec did, just being in that circle of this self-entitled grandeur on the backs of everyone that you've ripped off and stolen from and ruined lives of? Could just negative things happen when you're in that sort of environment? I believe they can. And I know we're kind of going a little more hocus pocus here, but it's kind of karma. It's something, energy of the world, more positive environments, positive places. Yeah, bad things can happen, but the sheer amount of bad things that go on around these people is just staggering. Of course, Murdaugh was initially arrested in October of 21 on a warrant for allegedly misappropriating funds for the Statterfield family and agreed to a $4.3 million settlement with her family in December of that year. How much will they ultimately get in the end? Well, we'll have to see how much ends up coming out of the estate, Maggie's estate, whatever could be left of Mr. Murdaugh. But as I've said before, this thing is far from being over.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Lewski.
It just is. Now, is he going to be tried for murder again? I don't know. Maybe. Anything's possible. People like this also don't tend to self-destruct themselves to death. Suicide probably not going to happen. But he tried it once. Did he? Did he really try it once? I don't know about that. Press subscribe so you don't miss any breaking updates on all the stories that we are following for you right here. You can find a complete list of all of the stories we're covering in the episode description. My name is Tony Brewski. Stay with us.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving. It's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're here from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to the Wealth Break Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving. It's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're here from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to The Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving. It's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're here from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to The Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare, Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.